And it was worse Saturday night because he would bark, and my dogs were sleeping in my room, and so they would start barking. And so it was just awful.
As a dog owner, isn't it your responsibility to make sure your dogs shut up?
Yeah.
How come people don't? Or their way of making the dog shut up is to come outside, Scruffy, shut up! And then go back inside as the dog continues to bark. So basically you get a human barking in there for a little bit.
Because they probably shouldn't have a dog. I don't know.
Yeah, what's up with that? People who shouldn't have dogs have more than anybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, six dogs. And you're like, what are you doing?
Well, the same thing kind of goes for humans, though.
Lay off. What? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of times with that, I guess either way, you have some kind of control over the situation. 539-9750 or 238-0975.
Hey, you guys talking about the electronic dog collars?
Yeah.
I swear by them.
Are you talking about the one where you have to set it up for the, or that you put on them and it's supposed to shock them when they bark?
I swear by them.
Is that right?
I have to get up early in the morning to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I throw my dog out, and she used to just bark and bark and bark for no good reason. So I got one of those electronic collars that zaps them every time. Mildly electrocutes. That's the way I like to phrase it.
Yeah.
And she barked three more times, and she hasn't barked since then.
I wonder how strong it is. Have you tried it out on yourself?
I had to take care of a little chihuahua for a couple weeks, and that dog annoyed me, so I took the collar and put it on him. The little chihuahua probably only weighed 10 pounds, so instead of being highly uncomfortable, it was actually hurting him, so I had to go rip it off.
Yeah.
It was zapping it.
Mm.
And I got that pretty nicely.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard it hurts. My friend Kevin, his parents have one. They have a dog that won't shut the hell up. And so they tested out. Like, if you hit it down or something, it senses, like, you're barking or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll give you a good shock.
It gave me a pretty good one.
Nice. So that's kind of... Is that messed up, though? Is that too far?
On one hand, I don't want to hurt my dog, but on the other hand, I have to be considerate of my neighbors.
Yeah, and I guess a little shock is better than, like, a shotgun to it, you know?
Yeah.
And it only goes off when she barks. So all she has to figure out is to quit barking, and it'll quit zapping her.
Yeah, and if you take it off, does the dog figure out that you've taken it off and start barking again?
She used to a while ago, but anymore, it's been like a year since I've had this collar on her.
Oh, really?
And anymore, I take it off, and you all start barking again.
Nice. Thanks for calling in, dude. We appreciate it.
All right. God bless, man.
Take care.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning.
Hey, if you want to show your neighbor's dog off, wait till they're out in front of you with your truck and run him over.
You think? I don't know. If you don't get him completely, they might be willing for a while, you know?
Make
sure you back up and hit him again.
How do you ensure that you don't get arrested for this?
Just make sure you do it at night and they don't see you.
Alright.
Yeah, but what if you hurt your car?
Trust me, I got a truck and it don't hurt it. I've done it before. Not to my neighbor's dog, not on purpose. The dog's around in front of me. It don't hurt it.
God.
Oh my gosh.
Not that I haven't done it on purpose by any means at all.
Not yet.
No, I've never done it on purpose, but dogs that ran out in front of me or deer ran out in front of me, I just ran right over them.
Mint condition.
Well, I wouldn't say mint condition,
Well, good to know, man.
A few dents in the kill guard, but it worked.